Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, let's kick it in, man.
Coming into the weekend hot.
Coming in hot.
Speaking of hot, getting pretty hot in my jumpsuit down here, man.
Don't. It's a onesie. Don't try and church it up. Don't try and church it up, son. It's a onesie.
I fly jets. I am a captain of a very fast plane. You know what? It's a jumpsuit.
The only jet you're flying is that one you made out of a cardboard box in your mom's basement, all right? It
still
is a
counts.
It is
still
a onesie, counts. And it's covered in peanut butter and chocolate milk from your snack.
God, it's ridiculous. A jumpsuit. So every time I do zip it up, though, actually, you can probably hear it. This is what I say every time. Let's rock. I always,
you're so stupid.
I feel like I'm going to go. Time to go save the world.
It's the last thing. If I saw you on the way to save the world, I'd say we're screwed, man. There's nothing. This isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. Anyway.
It's not a onesie. Tom Cruise didn't wear a onesie. He wore a jumpsuit. And that's
yes,
what I got.
Yes, and you are wearing a onesie. Let's differentiate the two right there. Right there. You are not Tom Cruise at all.
There's peanut butter on it.
All right, let's get to your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Creeping everybody up.
For $1,000, Hunter, you can now charter a private jet for 45 minutes. So
See?
You can join the
Already
mile.
Got the jumpsuit for it.
You got the jumpsuit. No, you can't fly it. You can ride in it. This is so you can join the Mile High Club. Love Cloud flies out of Las Vegas. No surprise. The pilot circles over the city while you and a friend, lover, confidant, whatever, get busy in the back.
Dude, this is crazy.
This is crazy and sketchy. The twin-engine Cessna is tricked out with the bed. Seatbelts can be ditched in 2 minutes after takeoff. And if 45 minutes off of airtime isn't enough, you can rent an hour and a half for $1,500.
Wow. Is there anything else like this that, like, they know, all right, this is definitely, you're going to have sex. This is what's going on. Like a brothel? That's probably
a brothel,
it, right?
Yeah. So, but this isn't providing the woman with you. You got to get the woman yourself,
right,
woman or man or whoever.
That would be illegal then, wouldn't it?
No, because the prostitution is legal in
the sky.
I mean, no one owns the sky. That's God's sky. And I don't think
That's God's sky.
It's God's sky.
No one owns the sky, man.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know what the rules are. Is it kind of like the sea where you have the uncharted waters, which is...
yeah,
which
we
is,
can float out 15 feet. We can gamble when we're out there. But once you broke that boat back in, you better not be gambling.
Maybe there's no rules in the sky, all right? This sounds a lot better than actually doing it in like a commercial airplane. That's what I think is so funny. Oh, you ever joined the Mile High Club? I don't want to. All right. Yes. Bathrooms are disgusting enough. Airplane bathrooms, they're small and filthy. All right. There's nothing romantic about being next to blue water inside something that has just been ruined by so many people.
Dude, even two tiny people that go into one of those plane bathrooms, you still couldn't pull it off.
No.
You barely sit down in those things, man.
Yeah. Let alone trying to do, something from the Kama Sutra.
Here's another thought, too. Doesn't, like, if you pay $1,500, you go to Vegas, it's all set up. Doesn't that kind of take away from the thrill of it? Isn't part of the Mile High Club is like, oh, yeah, you got to be real sketchy.
Yeah, it's all about
sketch
being
around some things,
sneaky and secretive and like you go to the bathroom and I'll meet you there in 5 minutes. All right, give me 5 minutes, and then you go over there and you kind of do the look both ways, make sure there's no stewardess, and then you get in there. Yeah,
because it's not like once you're doing it in like a nice bed, it's just like you're in a room.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like you're in a hotel room.
Yeah. No,
maybe you got a little wind noise around you, but that's about it.
No, I want to be standing on a floor that's covered in. God knows what, with blue water next to me and a small little mirror that's filthy, too. Yeah, and a door that is not going to be secure, okay? Just wait, I'm going to come and knock on the door. Then you know it's me. Let me in, and we can do it in this tiny bathroom.
Classic
disgusting. Actually, you know what? I did something very similar to this in Vegas, but it was with the daytime hooker, and it was just on one of those airplanes outside the mall that you put the quarters into. It was
like, no, that's
not quite the same.
On a list, boy.
Not quite the same, but still.
Right.
But still.
How was your night sleeping in jail?
That only cost me $15, which was great. Which was great. lastly, how about this? No surprise at all. Most Americans think Facebook is ruining society. The new poll finds
just now noticing.
Just
that.
Now, a new poll finds 76% of us think Facebook makes society worse, compared to 11% of Americans who think it has a positive effect. 61% of young adults say they know someone who got sucked into a conspiracy theory because of misinformation on Facebook, and then some. Look,
here's just a quick question that'll answer this whole thing. When's the last time you saw somebody on Facebook brag about somebody else, one of their friends?
Oh, never.
That's not even a thing.
No.
See, zero.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It's all about me. Yeah.
And then it's all about me. And then if someone posts something even remotely controversial or not to your liking, it's game on. It's like,
you're bragging about yourself or you're bitching about something.
Yeah, that's it. It is. No, originally it started off as a pretty decent thing. Well,
it was kind of nice at first, dude. It really was. There's some innocence in there, you know, still.
Actually, I need to correct that because originally it started off as Mark Zuckerberg and his buddies doing Hot or Not. That was originally how it started. These nerds over at their school, like, I'm gonna judge these women. And then it was good for two, 3 years. And then it just got ruined. And then we just realized how terrible it is for society. So I don't think we'd be worse off if it got rid of it. Also,
remember back
media.
In the day when you had to like go talk to somebody to like know something about somebody, you know, like you actually had to go up there and be like, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm this, blah, blah, blah. And you had to sit there and engage. Now you can just like literally look somebody up and like know basically everything about them.
You know,
so
my
weird.
You know my take on Facebook now. And this was a really big aha moment for me is I got to a point where I'm not even willing to type happy birthday on most people's walls on Facebook. Why am I even friends with them on there? All right. If I'm not willing to take the time and type here, time me right now. Just start going.
What, time you?
Yeah. Just 1,000.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Four seconds it took me to write happy birthday, and I'm not even willing to do that on 99% of the people on my Facebook. What are we doing?
Why do you have it?
Why? Unbelievable. So, yes, I think it goes without saying Facebook social media has made society worse, all right? Mm-hmm. Like Hunter said, you're either bragging or you're bitching. That's all it is.
So it's official now. We can officially say that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I think so.
Finally.
By the way, I got to go write something on Facebook. You're not going to like it, but I got to do it. All right. That is, what do we got? We got doing it on an airplane in Vegas, and Facebook is garbage. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.